Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Lakeland area leaders have announced plans to rebuild a facility on land donated by Howard Young Medical Center. The Lakeland Senior Center burned 3 years ago. Officials say a campaign has been launched to raise $2.5 million to build a 15,000-square-foot center yet this year. We have more on the story in upcoming newscasts. Governor Scott Walker signed a trio of welfare reform bills into law today at the Marathon County Job Center in Wausau, saying with a record low unemployment, the state needs to get everyone working quickly.
We know there's employers every single day in this state who are looking for quality workers, and that we want to make sure that every person in the state who is working age and physically able to work is able to be in the workforce.
One of the bills calls for welfare recipients to pass a drug test. Representative Pat Snyder voted for the bills because he can't go anywhere across his area without hearing businesses talk about the need for employees.
They're looking for bodies, in housing sometimes. They always talk it's a buyer's market or it's a seller's market. Well, this is the employee market. I mean, they're looking for folks. I've heard about people getting bonuses just to sign in with something similar. So,
Representative Pat Snyder. A man who spent 43 years leading the Rhinelander Oneida County Airport has retired from the commission and has been honored by the Rhinelander City Council. Robert Heck was the leader of the cause for the Rhinelander Airport. He spoke at Monday's council meeting in announcing his retirement as chairman of the Rhinelander Oneida County Airport Commission. He says the commission and airport leaders have had an impact.
As your chair, we were able to complete a $38 million of federal, state, and local projects, and we're very proud of that accomplishment. $38 million projects from federal, state, and local governments.
Heck helped build the facility to where it's considered a critical point in Rhinelander's economy. He told the crowd he was proud of what he accomplished. The council later named PrintPAC leader Pat Marquardt as the new airport commission leader, and the council later named the airport terminal as the Robert G. Heck Airport. In other action, the council also approved borrowing $3.5 million to finance city projects, including money to begin repairing Rhinelander's streets and roads. Following more than 22 years of elk management and reintroduction efforts, 2018 will mark Wisconsin's first ever managed elk hunt. This week at the State Natural Resources Board meeting, a DNR ecologist will outline that hunt. Elk died out in Wisconsin in the 1800s due to overhunting and a rapid decline in habitat. Historic records show elk once inhabited at least 50 of the state's 72 counties. An attempt at bringing elk back to the state in the 1930s failed because of poaching, and the last four elk were reportedly killed in 1948. The DNR's Kevin Wallenfang says the herd growth is a success story.
Wisconsin has never had managed elk hunt before, so this is a historic event. It's really the culmination of a couple of decades of elk reintroduction in the state. You know, we consider this a great conservation success story, and we anticipate that our elk population is going to continue to grow over the years, and we're going to be able to offer more hunting opportunity. But you have to start somewhere, and this kind of validates to a lot of people what we've been doing for the last 20 plus years.
The area of the planned hunt is within the Clam Lake Elk Range of Sawyer, Bayfield, Ashland, and Price counties. Consistent with federal court rulings, the elk harvest quota is being shared equally with six Wisconsin Chippewa tribes. And Wisconsin's winter moratorium on utility disconnections ends next Monday, and a state spokesperson says customers need to make arrangements now or face the loss of heating. Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is the state regulator for utilities. Their spokesperson, Matthew Spencer, says early next week utilities are allowed to make disconnections. Spencer says customers behind in their bills can find help.
The Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program manages low-income and public benefits programs and provides financial assistance to pay energy bills for qualifying households. You can visit their website at homeenergyplus.wi.gov.
There is also a telephone number to call at 1-866-HEAT-WIS. Matt Cullen at Wisconsin Public Service says customers who have fallen behind in payments should call the utility to make arrangements for a minimum payment or other options to avoid losing utility service. The weather forecast for tonight: look for a chance of snow and freezing drizzle with a low around 25. Then Wednesday, partly sunny, high near 46, and then rain and snow back in the forecast Wednesday night and Thursday. Friday, snow, and then Friday night, rain likely, and Saturday, a chance of snow. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.